Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's meditation. Please sit comfortably and close your eyes, allowing your body to settle in to wherever you're sitting. Anything that happened before this moment, let it go. Anything that will happen after this moment, let it go. And let's begin with a few deep breaths. Breathing into your stomach, feeling your belly expand. Inhale for 4 seconds. Hold. And exhale for 4 seconds. And let's do that again, perhaps going just a little bit deeper. Inhale for 4 seconds. Hold and exhale for 4 seconds. And once more, inhale for 4 seconds. Hold and exhale for 4 seconds. And now just breathe effortlessly without forcing your breath. Simply observing your breath as it naturally flows in and naturally flows out. While it's true that every season and every moment contains with it infinite possibilities, springtime seems to be nature's reminder of all that is possible. Perhaps because spring is when we can easily observe the life bursting forth in everything. So today, in celebration of spring, let's share a few poems about spring. And as with meditation, remember there is nothing that is supposed to happen when hearing poetry. Simply allow the words to flow through you however they like. The Enkindled Spring by D.H. Lawrence. This spring as it comes burst up in bonfire green, wild puffing of emerald trees and flame-filled bushes, thorn blossom lifting in wreaths of smoke between where the wood fumes up and the watery flickering rushes. I am amazed at this spring, this conflagration of green fires lit on the soil of the earth, this blaze of growing and sparks that puff in wild gyration, faces of people streaming across my gaze. And I, what fountain of fire am I among this leaping combustion of spring? My spirit is tossed about like a shadow buffeted in the throng of flames. A shadow that's gone astray and is lost. A Light Exists in Spring by Emily Dickinson, an excerpt. A light exists in spring, not present on the year, at any other period, when March is scarcely here. A color stands abroad on solitary fields that science cannot overtake, but human nature feels. Spring is like a perhaps hand by E.E. Cummings. Spring is like a perhaps hand which comes carefully out of nowhere, arranging a window into which people look, while people stare, arranging and changing places carefully, there a strange thing and a known thing here, and changing everything carefully. Spring is like a perhaps hand in a window, carefully to and fro, moving new and old things, while people stare carefully, moving a perhaps fraction of flower here, placing an inch of air there, and without breaking anything. Instructions on Not Giving Up by Ada Limón. More than the fuchsia funnels breaking out of the crabapple tree. More than the neighbor's almost obscene display of cherry limbs shoving their cotton candy colored blossoms to the slate of sky of spring rains. It's the greening of the trees that really gets to me. When all the shock of white and taffy, the world's baubles and trinkets, leave the pavement strewn with the confetti of aftermath, the leaves come, patient, plodding. A green skin growing over whatever winter did to us. A return to the strange idea of continuous living despite the mess of us, the hurt, the empty. Fine then, I'll take it, the tree seems to say. A new slick leaf unfurling like a fist to an open palm. I'll take it. Today by Billy Collins. If ever there were a spring day so perfect, so uplifted by a warm, intermittent breeze that it made you want to throw open all the windows in the house and unlatch the door to the canary's cage, indeed rip the little door from its jamb. A day when the cool brick paths in the garden bursting with peonies seemed so etched in sunlight that you felt like taking a hammer to the glass paperweight on the living room end table, releasing the inhabitants from their snow-covered cottage so they could walk out, holding hands and squinting into this larger dome of blue and white. Well, Today is just that kind of day. And anchored in the renewal and the rebirth of spring. Let's conclude our meditation today with four intentions for a wonderful day and a wonderful weekend and a wonderful life. Simply repeat each intention silently after me, once or twice, releasing the words into the universe. Joyful, energetic body. Loving, compassionate heart. Reflective, alert mind. Lightness of being. It's been said that the green of spring is like a traffic light for the whole world, telling everything and everyone it's time to go forward with love and life to burst onto the scene. And so today and this weekend, have the intention to notice the green unfolding both around us and within. And now, if you like, feel free to unmute your line and bring your palms together in front of your heart center. Let's chant together the Sanskrit word for being, Om. When you're ready, gently and gracefully open your eyes. Inhale. Om.
Thank you, Brian.